A Failing Grade in School Management by Zelly McClelland. The St. Louis Public Schools District, or SLPS, routinely overspends its budget. A recent state auditor's report warns that continued deficit spending could push the district's reserve fund below the 3% threshold, the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, or DESE's formal marker for serious financial stress. In fact, the district was already downgraded from accredited to provisionally accredited by the state school board over its financial troubles. Yet even as enrollment declines, budgets tighten, and accreditation hangs in the balance, SLPS continues to fumble basic asset management. The district has failed to sell six long-vacant school buildings in North St. Louis, many of which have sat empty for nearly two decades. It is now moving forward with plans to demolish them. So, instead of aggressively pursuing sales and accepting realistic offers, the district is preparing to charge St. Louis taxpayers for million-dollar demolitions. This pattern is not merely troubling. It is mind-boggling, especially for a district with only 18,284 students still enrolled, a drop of more than 97,000 students since its demographic peak of 115,543 in 1967. To be fair, selling these properties is genuinely difficult. St. Louis has suffered decades of population loss, concentrated poverty, and economic decline, making redevelopment of large, aging, and often deteriorated historic buildings a tough sell. Attracting private developers willing to take on major rehabilitation projects in these neighborhoods is no easy task. But that reality makes the district's track record even more damning. In one case, it seems that SLPS didn't even bother to respond to offers on a building. Begin quote, Benjamin Anderson said that he has tried to buy the 133-year-old Euclid School in the Fountain Park neighborhood for 3 years. He even had the property under contract for $200,000 at one time, but he couldn't get the district to respond before the contract expired. They completely ghosted us, Anderson said Friday, end quote. The building is now slated to be demolished. Many of these schools are among the city's most architecturally significant buildings. Symbols of inertia and vanishing civic pride, they are simply left to decay while the district explores expensive demolition using insurance funds and city taxes. Critical resources that could support classroom instruction are thus directed toward tearing down infrastructure. The challenges at SLPS underscore a deeper failure of accountability. When a public school district cannot control costs, manage its real estate portfolio effectively, or adapt to enrollment reality, students and taxpayers bear the costly burden of that failure. This article was presented in audio format using AI-generated narration.